This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A fifth day of impeachment hearings underway on Capitol Hill. U.S. House Intelligence Committee Chairman and Democrat Adam Schiff claiming that the hearings have revealed that President Trump did push Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son. Top Republicans on the committee, including Devin Nunes, are calling the hearing a bizarre farce, arguing that there was, quote, no actual misdeed. President Trump plans to release his financial records before the 2020 election. That's what he tweeted this morning, saying that he's clean and the records will show that he's much richer than people think. Courts have recently ruled that he must turn over his finances, and the president's appealing that ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Some highlights now from last night's Democratic presidential debate in Atlanta.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
I'm not only running to defeat Donald Trump, I am running to prepare for the day that begins when Donald Trump has left office, to launch the era that must come after Trump. That era must be characterized not by exclusion, but by belonging.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Let's defeat the divisiveness of Donald Trump. Come together and usher in a 21st century of racial harmony, of racial justice, peace, inclusion, and true equality. Working side by side, let's make Dr. King's dream our reality.
Senator Bernie Sanders.
I will lead an administration that will look like America, will end the divisiveness brought by Trump and bring us together.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Remember to find us online at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
One police officer is dead, another is hurt after responding to a home invasion in Detroit. Police say the gunman opened fire with a high-powered rifle, shooting one of the cops in the neck, another in the leg. The police chief saying the officer killed was an 18-year veteran. The suspect was shot, and he's now in custody. A large winter storm in the central U.S. could tie up traffic before Thanksgiving. Snow, rain, and other wintry conditions are likely next Tuesday and Wednesday from New Mexico to Michigan. Forecasters warning a treacherous road situation and also flight delays will be likely for holiday travelers because of the weather. Charles Barkley apologizing for joking about hitting a female reporter Tuesday night at an event ahead of the Wednesday Democratic debate in Atlanta, which was held last night. Axios political reporter Alexi McCammon tweeting that she was asking Barkley to clarify who he supported in the 2020 race for the White House. And he responded, quote, I don't hit women, but if I did, I would hit you. She then says when she confronted Barkley about it, he told her that she, quote, couldn't take a joke. McCammon says the conversation had been off the record but did go public because of threats of violence that she says aren't acceptable. Barkley issuing an apology through TNT late last night. And Walmart's opening 500 new stores in China. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Always an honor and pleasure to have you sharing a part of your day with us as we come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I've got a real treat for you. We're going to talk about investing. Investing with purpose. You ready for that? Art Alley is with us. He's the founder and president of the Timothy Plan. You may have heard about that, certainly. Art, first of all, let me congratulate you. You rang the bell on New York Stock Exchange. I mean, what a time. See what you started? You ring the bell and the stock market is going crazy. We're going to keep
that
you there.
That was my big fear, Bill. If I ring this thing, that market better go up. And it did.
Well, thank God for answering prayers. Let me tell you, that's great. That's awesome. What's that like, by the way? I mean, to be there ringing the bell?
It was beyond ringing the bell. I mean, we owned the New York Stock Exchange for that entire morning. They had every wall with Timothy Plan all over it, every monitor before the opening had our logo and Timothy Plan. They gave us their boardroom. We were, it was an incredible treatment that they gave us. However, for those that may have seen it, because they broadcast this stuff,
right
up on the platform right next to me was a guy from the exchange to make sure I didn't foul it up, you know, when you ring the bell. Because I could have messed a whole couple of markets up, you know?
Exactly. No, that's the nuclear button. Don't touch that one.
Don't do that one.
Do the bell button. Hate that when that happens.
It was an honor and a half to do that, though.
Well, excellent. What a great experience for you. 25 years now of the Timothy Plan, helping Christians to honor the Lord with investments in a biblically and morally responsible manner. Who would have thunk, huh?
Well, who would have thought? In fact, my friends on Wall Street, when we started, said, "Man, you can't do that." I says, "I can't do what? You can't screen out some of the largest, most profitable companies from your investment portfolio and end up giving your investors good returns." And I told them then exactly what I will tell them now. For Bible-believing Christians, obedience trumps performance every single time. Now, that doesn't mean we get bad performance. We get very competitive performance, and we've proven over 25 years, and we're still here.
Well, Art, when you first came up with the idea, was this one of those 3 o'clock in the morning things that the Lord shook you out of bed with?
No.
How did this come about?
No, it wasn't. I didn't want to do this, man. But the Lord has a 2x4 with my name on it, and it hurts.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
And, you know, ministry is my passion. I just want to help people and do the right thing. I'd been in the business, about 18 years by the time use that 2x4 on me. And here I was helping my Christian clients invest their money and doing well for them. But then it started being clear to me that I'm helping my Christian clients invest their money in companies that are pursuing an unholy agenda, for lack of a better term. I mean, if they're pro-life, why am I investing in companies that support Planned Parenthood or perform abortions? And it forced me to search the industry to find somebody who was screening out on a biblical basis the companies that were funding evil, and there was nobody. So I went home, talked to my wife. Are you married, Bill?
Yes, I am.
You learn. You talk to your wife, man.
Yeah.
I've got scars that show the times I didn't do that.
You and me both.
And she loved the idea, and she's actually the one that came up with the name. I said, we got to call it something. Timothy Plan.
Timothy Plan. Perfect.
And it's named after 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. That's providing for your family, those of your own household, and that's investing. Same chapter, verse 22, is avoid evil. And it just came together for us.
Wow. And here it is, the start of a revolution that really gave us a true definition of biblically responsible investing, like what you're talking about. And I remember, Art, as you were, you know, developing the program, as the conversation was broadening, you know, throughout the media, well, particularly in the Christian community, because that was the big question. The question started coming out is that, wait a minute, I'm investing here. I've got my 401k, but I'm involved in some programs here that I don't think honor God, and I shouldn't be a part of it. So then it's been a movement, and of course this has been catching on, and what you and your wife have developed and your team, you've now been an answer to prayer and a blessing here, because now we can feel with our investments that, you know, it's being put in the right place and it's honoring God.
You know, I don't know if you've ever run into a fellow named Kevin Freeman, but this guy is a brilliant economist. He used to work for Templeton, and in fact, he has a internet show, The Economic War Room. He understands what's going on in the world. And so I had him come and address our board of trustees. We have 12 trustees. We meet quarterly to make sure we're doing what, you know, in the best interest of the shareholder, what we're supposed to be doing. And I had him address them, and he made a profound statement that has stuck with me. And here I am, you know, I took all the slings and arrows and got beat up for the first number of years. But he made a statement that was incredible, Bill. He said, you know, if you are not carefully screening the investment of the money God has entrusted to you, you could inadvertently be funding your own destruction.
Right.
And I said, wow. You know, he's right. Why would we be engaging and partnering with people that are really on the other side of the fence with what they're doing beneath the radar?
Well, look what we did with China.
Yeah.
I mean, China's a perfect case in point. They say, thank you very much. We're happy to loan you money. And the interest that you pay us is, you know, is structuring our military. Awesome.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
And, and, you know, most funds, you know, China was always held up as the perfect place to invest. And most funds have international funds have a lot of money in China. We will not own any company in our international fund in China, unless it's completely 100% privately owned, not the communist country. We got to stop being so careless. You know, if Christians would be careful just on the investment, the piece we're in, about 65% of all the money invested in mutual funds is invested by people who claim to be Bible-believing Christians. What if they applied their Christian beliefs to the way they invested? America would change overnight, because it's always about the money.
Now, what is it? Is it just flat-out ignorance? Or, you know, why is it that Christians are reticent to align their values with their investments?
Well, you know, I struggled with that for our first several years because, man, I just wrote a book documenting God's hand in this from the beginning. And they did not think that way. And it finally hit me. They don't know. All think about it.
Yes.
Money is the most central thing, no matter whether you're spending it, saving it, earning it, whatever you're doing with it, investing it, giving it. All of our training in handling money, which is the most central thing to anybody's life, comes from the world's perspective, not the church or God's word in the Bible.
There it is. We got to go to a quick break. Okay. We're going to pick it up there when we come back. More from Art Alley after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'm in your open heart. Where I
19 minutes.
minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to have us. Art Alley is with us, and we're talking about his brand new book, Invested with Purpose, The Birth of Biblically Responsible Investment Movement. 25 years, this is like one of these deals is 25 years plus a lifetime, right? In the making?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, two lifetimes in the early years.
Right. But here it is, you know, so here you are, and you mentioned in the previous segment that, you know, this is a book that had to be written.
Well, it really did, because Christians have got to start understanding that God is in control of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just give lip service. You gotta be all in if you're going to be successful. And in the arena of money, you know, the one thing I wrote a whole 9-hour study session on what God's Word says about handling money from cradle to grave.
Right.
And one of the things that I point out there is a question that anybody could answer. Do you know anybody that doesn't want to make more money?
Right.
Anybody. And, you know, the real answer is no, I don't know anybody doesn't want to make more. Well, when they make more, what do they want? More.
More.
Yes. When they make that, what do they want?
Even more again.
More. And it keeps on going. You'll never reach contentment. If only I had more money, then I'd be happy. No, you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
If that was the case, why are the wealthiest people in the world among the most miserable?
Yeah, go figure, huh?
Yeah, God tells us, I want you to be content with what you have because it's enough for you. Anyway, if we would get it straight on handling money, we just handle, Timothy, the investment side of it. But, you know, there's so much more to handling money than just investment. But investment is critically important. And we have simply provided an avenue for people to align, for Bible-believing Christians. Anybody can invest in Timothy, but Bible-believing Christians in particular, to align the way they invest with what their core beliefs are.
Exactly. Art, let me ask you, why is investment, you know, just so foundational and principally so powerful? What is it about investment?
Well, you know, you don't get to investment until you do the rest of the stuff, like get out of debt and, you know, and save up and keep an adequate emergency fund and all that, then invest. But investing is actually participating in our entire economy. When you invest, you actually become owners of the companies in which you do invest. So as a shareholder, you own, you're an owner of the company, maybe a fractional owner, but an owner nonetheless, which makes you kind of responsible for what that company does.
Exactly.
As an example, if you're pro-life, how much money do you want to invest in abortion?
Yeah.
And the answer is none.
Like zero.
Well, I'll guarantee you, if you're investing in any other fund in this entire industry, and there are 10,000 of them, good funds. Mm-hmm. But if they're not carefully screening how they invest, you're going to end up owning companies that are involved in abortion and pornography and anti-family entertainment and all the rest of the stuff we abhor.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you want to align the way you invest with things that are absolutely contrary to your biblical worldview?
Exactly. Well, and to me, when you're investing, you're coming along someone else's dream. And you would only hope that would be a dream that God has given them. Because now you're co-laboring with God and with your fellow Christian, which, you know, the Bible repeatedly tells us, Art, and it's one of those things we overlook, is that when we are in alliance with fellow believers, there is this exponential, almost, well, it's not even almost, I you just have to call it for what it is. It's a supernatural power that takes place. When you're working with your, you know, fellow Christian, and the Bible tells us that time and time again, that, hey, you know, that we're to serve others, but especially people who are in the family of God.
Well put. You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the main points that readers are going to discover in your book here, Al.
Well, the, you know, I didn't want to do this book. They beat on me for 4 years because I hate to write. But they finally convinced me, you know, God's hand has been on Timothy Plan since day one, and you've got to document the fact that he is still in the miracle business. And so they were right. It's more a testimony and documentation of the fact that, you know, when the Bible closed its last chapter in Revelation, God didn't go out of the miracle business.
Amen.
He clearly called us to do this, and he clearly, time after time after time, stepped in when we could have easily been shut down. I couldn't get all the miracles of God's hand that I can put no other reason to other than he intervened for us.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't put it all, but we put a bunch of it in that book so that people would understand. You know, he is still in the business for obedient people.
Right.
And a good
reminder for you, I got to imagine, as you say, at every turn when miracles are abounding, and of course you're vested with your time and everything else into the Timothy plan, but you know, sometimes it's good to look through the rearview mirror like this. And you look in the rearview mirror and you go, "Wow, God's there. He was there. He was there." I got to imagine, you know, on the outside of that remembrance, you just praise God.
Well, you do, but in order to get there, he has to, what I call, jam you through keyholes. I mean,
it's the eye of the needle.
Art,
it's the eye of the needle. That's what it is.
That's right. I mean, it's how you come out the other side that counts, because everybody knows we can trust him.
Mm.
The question is, can he trust us? And without putting you through the fire, where he knows and you know he can trust you. And for us, we ran out of money in the early years because people did not flock to our funds.
Mm.
And it's a very expensive enterprise. And he kept bringing people at just the right time. But only at the 11th hour, we ran out of money in the early years 4 times.
Wow.
And the 4th time is when I knew that I knew that I knew.
Mm.
He's got this. And from then on, then we took off. And, you know, I wouldn't want to repeat it, but I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
Well, you know, how you got to know God. You know, the Bible says he who knows their God will do mighty exploits. And looking back, you look at the mighty exploits, and it's because you got to know God. You got to know God in those valleys, those 4 times where you're running out of money, and you're just going, you know, honey, did I really hear from God here? You start second-guessing yourself. But that's what faith is all about, though, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Exactly. Well, the question is still there, Art, as it's always been, is who is your God? And that's what you're saying. Wall Street has a God of their own, and Art, Ali, and those involved with the Timothy Plan, those of us who believe, we know who our God is. Thank you for sharing with us Invested with Purpose and Timothy Plan. It's going to be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, and tell the audience the book's website.
Well, the book's website, first you can come to timothyplan.com, and we'll get you there.
Right.
Or investedwithpurpose.org.
.com is what they tell me. Investedwithpurpose.com.
Okay,
right.
.com. Okay. And then, you know, we're about, it's a brand new book, so we're about to be on Amazon for people that want to go there for it.
Mm-hmm.
But we tried to make it readable. We tried to, you know, make it enjoyable. It does have a lot of the pain and suffering we went through documented.
Mm-hmm.
And then God's hand coming in and relieving that.
Yeah.
It's just a good adventure of the history of what we've been through.
Well, that's awesome. Art, Ali, thank you so much. Founder, president of Timothy Plan, Nation's leading biblically based pro-life, pro-family mutual fund group that uses stringent moral screening criteria designed to avoid investing shareholders' money in any company that has a pattern of contributing to the cultural pollution of our society. Art, God bless. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Bill, thank you. God bless.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A fifth day of impeachment hearings underway on Capitol Hill. U.S. House Intelligence Committee Chairman and Democrat Adam Schiff claiming that the hearings have revealed that President Trump did push Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son. Top Republicans on the committee, including Devin Nunes, are calling the hearing a bizarre farce, arguing that there was, quote, no actual misdeed. President Trump plans to release his financial records before the 2020 election. That's what he tweeted this morning, saying that he's clean and the records will show that he's much richer than people think. Courts have recently ruled that he must turn over his finances, and the president's appealing that ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, there's always something, right? I think Pat Riley wrote a book years ago called The Disease of More. It is insatiable, this side of heaven. Hey, look it, we fight forward, and especially when there's discrepancies like our government and such a huge, huge imbalance, $23 trillion in debt. And, of course, we see these impeachment hearings going on, and all sponsored by the American taxpayer, believe it or not. Can you imagine that? We already spent over $70 million to impeach the president in the first round with the Russian collusion. Peter Stroke and Lisa Page said, they had an insurance plan. But I think they meant plans. They have insurance plans. Because if one doesn't work, they go into B and C, and they're going to cover the whole alphabet if we give them enough time. Josh Bernstein is with us right now. Boy, it's been a long time, Josh, since we've had a chance to connect. Yeah. So good to have you on. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Josh, if you've, I'm sure you've heard his name, but just to kind of put it all in context here, TV, radio, talk show host, spokesman, strategist, writer, intellect in conservative media. So we're going to take full advantage of him over these next two segments to, bear down on this insanity that is being thrust upon us, Josh.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the perfect word for it. Mm-hmm. I was saying and kind of joking around on a couple other shows that it reminds me of the REO Speedwagon song, I heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who said that impeachment was full of shit. Anyway, not a singer. I'm a political analyst. But that's what it is. I mean, this is, I heard it through the grapevine, Marvin Gaye. There's nothing here. It's all hearsay. It's all my third cousin's uncle's roommate's best friend's cousin is what told me. And what I find interesting is that when Gordon Sondland, who was supposed to have the firsthand knowledge, and I guess does, even he said, there's no, you know, quid pro Joe here. So what are we doing? I mean, when are they going to end this charade? It's really, really bad. It's really sad. I have a way to end it. It takes a lot of civic activism.
Exactly.
There were 31 Democrats that were elected in Trump won districts in 2016. Two of those Democrats, Jeff Van Drew and Colin Peterson, voted against even opening up this impeachment inquiry. So that leaves 29 Democrats. Now, if the Democrats lose, 14 of those Democrats, and they vote no, then this dies in the House and never makes it to the Senate. What I would suggest people do is to go to the Josh Bernstein Show, look for the video that I just did, and contact those Democrats. I give you the names and I give you the phone numbers. We're going to have to do this ourselves.
Exactly.
Is it a tall task? Yes, it is. Can it be done? Absolutely.
Well, it's tall overall, but Josh, for each of us, I mean, we're talking a couple of minutes. You pick up the phone call. It isn't a long conversation. Just let your sentiment be known. And believe it or not, see, this is one thing that the everyday American does not understand, is that a phone call goes a long way. You carry the force, believe it or not, an exponential force of people behind you. Because as we're realizing here, perception is reality. And right now, if they don't hear anything, they think, okay, well, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff must be right on. You know, and Nancy Pelosi, we know, has already deluded herself because, you know, she made the statement, which is shocking. I can't believe it. Of course, I don't know why I'm shocked, because she makes lots of statements, but this one was just totally incredulous when she said that nobody comes to Congress to impeach the president. You got to be kidding me. What did Tlaib have to say?
Right.
What did Al Green have to say? What is Maxine? What has she been saying? What do you mean? That's exactly it. I mean, they may not. Well, in Maxine's case, not that she came here to impeach the president, because the president wasn't there. But as soon as he was there, she was out there with the rest of them on inauguration day because she didn't want to attend the inauguration. But she was out there yelling and screaming impeachment.
Right. Exactly. You know, and to kind of continue on my point earlier, there's an interview that Fox Business did with Jeff Van Drew, and they asked him, you know, are the Democrats on board with this? And he said, well, publicly, they're on board with this, but privately, he said that he's hearing cracks, he's hearing rumblings, and he's hearing that they're scared and they're worried that this is going to help end their careers. So, again, the pressure is there. They are hearing from their constituents. Now, they're not hearing from their constituents in the amount that I think would be needed in order to facilitate them flipping their votes yet. But, again, a campaign starts with a few voices, and then it turns into something a lot more.
Josh, forget about their careers. We're talking the Democratic Party. They are blowing up the party right now with Elizabeth Warren and Sanders and all the promises and the giveaways and AOC $90 trillion, you know, government takeover and stuff. I mean, it's ridiculous. They've gone way too far, even to the point that Barack Obama, who would have thought, would come in and try to bring some sort of semblance of order to the insanity to try to corral all these cats. So, some of the reasonable Democrats are seeing that they're heading for an abyss, and if they go over the cliff, Josh, we're talking some serious damage to the party that could take them many years to recover.
Well, look, from your lips to God's ears, I hope that they never recover. I think that their policies are dangerous to America, to our survival, to our sovereignty, to our national security, to our safety. But with that being said, this is a psychological game that the Democrats have decided to wage on the American people, and I'll explain what I mean. If this dies in the House and it doesn't even come up for a vote, then the left-wing base that has been pushing Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them so far to the left to, you know, and facilitate impeachment, they're going to feel depressed and dejected, and who knows, maybe they'll even sit out the election. They're not going to sit it out completely, but maybe they won't be as galvanized as you would think. However, if they get an impeachment vote and it dies in the Senate, now the crazies on the left wing, they may be more galvanized to say, well, we almost had this guy out, but it died in the Senate. So let's get our fundraising. Let's get galvanized. Let's get motivated to take this guy out in 2020. So well, I think, again, it's a psychological battle.
Well, I'm tracking with you in part. Two things, though. Number one is that Nancy Pelosi is probably keeping a close eye on this. And she's going to have to be like a surgeon and excise what is a cancer within that party. And that cancer is what's taken them over the abyss. And so somebody needs to figure out, okay, when do they pull the safety cord where they may have to excise that part of the airplane and only let that go into demise as opposed to the entire party. And that's one thing that I think she's keeping an eye on. On the other part, I would say this. As far as the Democrats overall, I don't believe in their platform, a major problem. And I think that, these are American citizens. And so I don't want them to be totally out of play because we know that as an entity, as a government, it has taken both parties to get us where we are right now, which is not exactly where we want to be optimally. But I believe there needs to be reasonable people on both sides that bring the debate to a point of satisfaction and balance. If we, if it's all about the Republicans, then we run the risk of doing the same thing that Obamacare did. It becomes a one-party driven ideologue program, and one party things I've never seen historically work in everybody's favor. So I'm one of these ones, Josh, that I believe that there needs to be balance. We need everybody participating, and other things need to be debated. I am not a pro-Democrat for one issue alone, and that has to do with the issue of life. And I think that they need to take that out of their platform if they're going to come into the mainstream, I believe. Right now, I know that might be a shock to some people because they think abortion is mainstream, but look what's happening to the numbers. Organically, people are realizing by experience that they bought into a big lie and killing our babies and destroying a labor force, which right now we find ourselves in need of more people because we got more jobs than people. And I go, well, that's because you murdered your labor force. You killed 60 million laborers, and now you need them to do the jobs. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, I think you're right, and I agree with you to a point, but I also see this as, you know, the Republicans in Washington are basically like, you know, Democrat light. I mean,
yes.
And
no,
in Washington are socialists.
Yeah, so I agree. It's almost like it's almost like they traded positions, didn't they, Josh, a little bit?
Yeah.
I know, but look, we'll get into more detail. We got to go to quick break. We got more from Josh Bernstein after this. Stay with us.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden.
Well, to be honest, I mean, you know, you hear all this stuff that's coming out of D.C. You think they may get away with it. You hope they don't get away with it, but it keeps on going. I mean, it's even to the point that Joe Biden is claiming plausible deniability and total innocence. When you hear him, you know, this is his mouth to our ears on tape. We're seeing it in video, Josh Bernstein, that in fact he did quid pro quo. And we know historically, the research tells us, the Obama administration, they only knew quid pro quo. I don't know. There was some kind of inner cabal in that organization between Joe Biden, the obvious video there, and, of course, what we're seeing with, you know, the Clinton Foundation, and, of course, its epitaph, its recent epitaph about how much money they're losing. And the only difference is that Hillary Clinton is no longer in power.
Yeah, well, look, there's some breaking news right now, and we may have gotten some indictments. They're certainly not the ones we would think of, but One American News Network, I think, was just reporting, I haven't had a chance to look through it, that Ukraine indicted the founder of Burisma Holdings as well as Hunter Biden.
Yes.
Now, this is breaking news right now. I don't know. Again, I haven't been able to verify it because I'm on the air with you, but, you know, that would be great news if it is the case. But then if that is the case, how do we hold them accountable here in America if the indictment is in Ukraine? I'm not a lawyer. And I don't, you know, play one on television, so I don't know how
right,
that would
exactly.
would work.
Right. Well, and that's what they're hoping for, is that we are marginally ignorant so that they can get away with it. I mean, to the point that Joe Biden, even though he's on tape exercising an obvious quid pro quo, says, hey, I didn't do anything. You know, they investigated it. I mean, what kind of investigation was it? Like the same investigation of Benghazi, where you just did something on the surface and then all of a sudden people got away with it because you couldn't, you know, subpoena properly. I mean, of course, you know, they're not going to say, you know, I screwed up. I didn't do my job. But right. You know, the fruit of their screw up is obvious. I mean, we in Benghazi, 4 people are dead. I mean, and you're going to tell me later on, Susan Rice, that it was all because of a stupid video? Come on, who are you fooling here?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the problem with investigating the investigators.
Right.
Even the investigators that are investigating the investigators sometimes are corrupt. We're finding that out at the Department of Justice and things like that. So.
Well, we're asking brain surgeons to do brain surgery on themselves. It's ridiculous. And, we need to have outside agents, and we'll see. Of course, we've got coming up in a couple weeks, we have the IG report from Horowitz coming in. Durham, not too far behind that. And we already know Durham, that's a criminal now, a criminal investigation. And so very well in the background right now because, you've got a grand jury that's been seated there. And the one thing that we like about grand juries, you talk about leaking. Boy, the faucets are really closed off. And that drives D.C. all kinds of wiggy because they don't have inside information. And, you don't have leakers coming out of the grand jury room, do you?
No, you typically don't. And, if I was a betting person before I heard Fox News last night, I would have bet that on Black Friday is when they were going to drop the Horowitz report because you figured if it was bad news, they'd drop it on a Friday on a holiday weekend when no one would see it. But apparently they say now it's coming out December 9th, which I believe is a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure how to read that. If it's dropping on a Monday, is it really not that bad? If it was going to drop on Black Friday on a weekend, on a holiday, it would have been worse. I'm not sure how to read that, I guess.
Well, it depends on what, it depends on the bearer,
right.
The messenger and who's to receive that message. It might be good news for those of us that have been pursuing the truth all this time to figure out, okay, what's going on? Now we got time to look at it. And of course, shortly thereafter, they're going to be in the Senate in front of Lindsey Graham and reporting their findings.
Right. Exactly. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully justice will prevail.
Well, it needs to, because where we are, Josh, is that what all this has done and what Donald Trump has done in terms, I think, his greater service to the country, in light of turning us around and getting our economy rolling again, low unemployment, serious issues and resolutions for dealing with immigration and the border wall and all that. I think more importantly, what he has done is he's exposed the treachery and the deviousness and the lies and the corruption that are embedded in our government. It is as if, and we've said this for a while anecdotally, that the Obama administration weaponized all the three-letter agencies of our government.
Exactly.
And I believe what Donald Trump and the surgeons have done is they've opened up, the civic body of our country and realized the cancer has metastasized. And we're going to have that in a few good men moment, can you handle the truth moment for America to realize just how bad it is.
Yeah. Well, look, and I hope that that is exactly what happens, and I hope these people are held accountable because, again, if they're not, then what does this do? What does this do? It sets a very dangerous precedent in the future for other presidents to say, hey, if the Obama administration did all of that to the Trump administration, heck, we're going to do it, and we're going to get away with it as well. And I think that's the real danger, because then you turn into a banana republic, and now you are truly in a situation where the government is controlling all of the people, and it was never supposed to be like that.
How many billions of dollars, if not trillions of dollars, in the last 3 years has this operation cost we the people? Think about that.
I don't know the numbers, but I'm sure it's quite a bit. I mean,
if we had a little bit of cooperation from the Democrats and they saw this as an American issue and getting this country back on track and, lining up, okay, hey, you're lining up behind our guy, and when your guy gets elected, we're going to line up behind your guy because it's all about America, America first. And this is what Main Street America has been saying. Look at, and this is also why in the Democratic Party, they're realizing a mass exodus, because you've got reasonable people saying, I can't align with this party anymore. It's not that I'm leaving the party. It's the party left me. And, look at the independent rolls. Look at those numbers, Josh. They're growing exponentially. And the reason it's growing is because heretofore loyal Democrats have finally decided that they cannot be aligned with Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and the likes of Maxine Waters. It's just way too overboard for them.
Right, but and I bring this back because, when someone says, it's going to be a landslide and we're going to crush it in 2020, I always say we need to fight like we're 30, 40, 50
exactly.
points behind. Because here's the thing. When President Trump won, a lot of the reason he won wasn't necessarily because people were totally into Trump, although a lot of us were. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of people that gave him a shot because they were anybody but Hillary voters.
Right.
Now, the media has spent the whole term, let's face it, basically, because they're never going to stop, the entire 4 years of doing nothing but bashing the president, calling him a Russian agent, making the American people turn on him, or at least try to. So now you have to ask yourself, is the anybody but Trump vote going to be as strong as the anybody but Hillary vote in 2020? That is the one $64,000 question that I don't know the answer to. And as a political analyst, that's one where I'm very more cautious on what's happening in 2020. Are the people brainwashed and stupid enough to think that this president actually didn't accomplish all these things because they're watching ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and MSLSD?
Right.
I think that's a big question.
Well, I agree in principle with where you're going in that. The other thing to consider here is the Democrats are so desperate. They know that they put it all on the line. This impeachment deal, the three years plus, now it's going to be 4 years of resistance against a duly elected president representing 63 million votes. And they're all in. And if they do this, they're not going to stop because the ends justify the means. We saw what happened in California with ballot harvesting and all the illegal, you know, ballot harvesting was suddenly legal there, and that's how they were able to turn so many Republican seats. I think 7 seats got turned. And, you know, on Election Day was the Republican winning, but within 2 weeks with ballot harvesting and all these ballots they found, like in areas of Florida and in Georgia, in the back of a rental truck and a van and everything like that. I mean, the Democrats, it's no holds barred, and regardless of what, you know, our former Attorney General Eric Holder said, which is a total lie. He sits there and looks in the camera and says, there's no such thing as voter fraud. I say, Attorney General, give me a break here. If there's no such thing, why are people getting arrested, convicted, and in jail for voter fraud if there's no such thing as voter fraud?
Exactly. And look, I'm a big fan of no early voting. I understand, you know, for the military and for the elderly, maybe 3 or 4 days, that's fine. But to open it up for 30 or 45 days before an election, you're inviting, you know, rampant fraud. You're inviting ballot stuffing. You're inviting your own ballot being kicked out and not counted. You're inviting so many other things. So I really hope that this president understands that in order for him to win a second term, he's going to have to keep that voter fraud in check.
Exactly.
If you think 2016 was bad, you haven't seen nothing yet. Mm-hmm. They are going to do everything you could imagine voter fraud-wise to try to win this election. And I hope and pray that the president and his administration are working with the secretaries of state in the respective swing states to make sure that either, A, they're not using these electric machines and instead using paper ballots, or B, really putting, you know, I don't know, maybe precinct committee members at every single polling station and cameras or something in the parking lots and everything else. There's a lot that we can do. But again, you know, if we're not going to do those things, then this is going to be, you know, a very, very hard-fought 2020.
Well, they have to be committed, and I'm talking about all these districts, to the integrity of the voting process. You can't just talk about it. You've got to actually do it. And you talk about these swing states, but there's also the other states that we know they're already in the bag, and they will continue to get away with whatever they can get away with. So, you know, you consider that, you know, the voting, the cheating and the fraud that went on in 2016, and she still didn't win. And that's the stuff that, you know, is kind of the handicap that Trump has to deal with going in, because you know that it's going to continue.
Totally unfair.
Josh Bird's name, as always. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate the time. Take care.
My pleasure.
You got
anytime,
You got it. Bye-bye.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.